Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
Hello, I'm Glynis Crook. It's one of the oldest farms in the Cape and makes award-winning wines, but these are not the only reasons why people like visiting Vergenoeg Kloof in Stellenbosch. This historic estate, a WWF conservation champion, is also a beacon of sustainable agriculture and eco-friendly practices. And it just happens to have a very cute flock of ducks, over 1,000 I believe, running about the vineyards. They act as chief pest control officers, making sure the farm is free of snails, slugs and other damaging insects. And I'm joined now by the farm's managing director, Corius Visser. Corius, welcome to the program. Tell us about the Indian runner ducks. The breed is originally from Indonesia, I believe.
Good morning, Glynis. Yes, the breed is from Indonesia. They were used in the rice paddies many years ago to keep the rice paddies clean from pests. And in 1984 already, John Forer introduced them to Vergenoegd. Fantastic animals. Yeah, it's something that grows on you. When I got to the farm in 2019, I also wondered what this whole fuss was all about. And as I spent time with these fantastic animals, they grew underneath my skin. And we're very fond of them, and they're so much part of who we are, living our regenerative farming practices.
I believe they've got a rather unusual way of walking. They're very long-necked, and they stand erect like penguins, but they walk in a different way as well.
They walk. They don't waddle. And it's for that reason, specifically, that they are so ideal for the working in the vineyards. So they can walk a kilometer or two to the place that they need to be in the vineyards, and then walk the whole day up and down the vineyards and looking for something to forage and to eat. So in general, the way they are built, their body, they are equipped to do the work that they need to do. With their long necks, they can actually reach into the canopy of the vineyards, and if there's snails and stuff that's there, they can keep the vineyards clean there as well.
You mentioned that you've been using them since 1984, but how exactly does it work? Do you have to take them there? What happens?
It's quite an intensive practice. So you have to take them out into the vineyards. You herd them all the way to a specific place in the vineyards, and then you herd them through the vineyards. So it's a little bit of labor intensive, but we found actually through our management practices that we optimize our time when we are there in the vineyards. So while they are doing their thing in the vineyards, the person that's herding them, our duck watcher or caretaker, if you can call it that way, he then does other things in the vineyards as well, observing what's going on, giving feedback to the managers of what's going on. So it is quite an intensive practice, but over years we've lost this whole thing about integrated farming practices. We went into a system of homogenic farming where everything is just sterile and one crop from one piece of land. And what we are doing now is completely to integrate, have a holistic approach in our farming practice.
And this, of course, is a choice that you've made to better the environment, because you're using ducks rather than pesticides.
No, for sure. I think the most important thing there is we have a responsibility to the land, and we have a responsibility of future generations to leave the land better than the way we received it. So we are custodians of the land, and we need to look after it. The other part of it is, as well, is that we can produce a product that our clients also can really appreciate has been grown and made ethically correct. So working with various animals and various different practices, we are achieving that.
I believe they also, obviously, it seems obvious when you think about it, fertilize the soil. But do you actually have to train them? Do they just know what they have to do?
When you take them out into the vineyards every day, they get so used to that they actually, after a while, it's so part of their day routine. They're very routine animals. So when you've got small little ducklings, and we breed 600 to 700 every year, we make them part of the big flock, and then they easily learn from each other. on how to go about. And as you actually train them to go and walk into a herd, well, you do have your champions. It's always in front that the others can follow. So you have your leaders in the team, and you have your few little, if I can use the word Afrikaans word for stoutgatte as well, those ones that's a little bit naughty. You get them as well that wants to wander off constantly and cut a few corners here and there. But they are very easily trainable. If you just stick to a program, they will follow that program.
And it's so cute. And if you want to see the ducks, I believe they pass through the farm set on their way to the vineyards or the flay at about 9 and midday each day. Thanks to Corius Visser, Managing Director of Vergenoegde Louvre. And that's it for this week from me, Glenys Krook. Take care and goodbye.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
For Galinda Moser, founder of Remax Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, Remax Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email Galinda at remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, Remax Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. Remax, the leaders in real estate.
Yeah.